Big ruling yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court. The one that many were waiting for on the Hobby Lobby case. And it turns out a setback for one key provision of the Affordable Care Act was handed down by the Supreme Court. Let's get a little bit of background here. This is Fox News Radio's Jared Holpern.
The court's final opinion in the term was among its most anticipated.
To paraphrase President Obama, what we found out today from the Supreme Court is that religious liberty, it's the law.
Casey Maddox is an attorney for Conestoga Wood, the cabinet maker successfully winning a challenge to the health care law's contraception mandate. A narrow 5-4 ruling concludes closely held companies can opt out of providing birth control and health plans offered to employees if there is religious objection.
Would be the same as my boss saying to me, you can spend your paycheck on X, but not on Y.
NARAL pro-choice president Elise Hoag says her organization will press Congress for a fix to ensure all women have access to contraception options. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
What are your thoughts on the Supreme Court ruling yesterday? Do you agree with yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling in this case? 336-1320 is our number, and we want to get to your calls this morning. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Do you agree with the Supreme Court's decision yesterday in the Hobby Lobby case? 336-1320. Let us hear from you. The there's wildly various opinion on this, and people are, it's a very, turned out to be a very polarizing issue. And you saw that in a very close ruling on the court, a usual split decision to the court in this case, 5-4 ruling, which is usually on a lot of these, I think, political, religious, social issues, divided Supreme Court. Hi, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God for this Supreme Court decision yesterday.
I was, you know, I honestly was fearful that it might go the other way, Alan.
Well, I'll tell you, our forefathers fled Europe mainly for religious freedom because they didn't have freedom of conscience under King George. And our whole national motto is one nation under God. The Constitution was written based on Judeo-Christian ethics. If that goes out the window, government would replace God, which would threaten all of our freedom for every future generation.
Yeah, I saw this as such a victory for religious freedom and the ability, you know, to even as a business, to be able to make decisions, business decisions based on your personal religious beliefs. This is being, you know, portrayed by many as a blow against women and women's health care. You know, how would you respond to them?
Well, you know, when Sandra Fluke and Kathleen Sebelius go in their basement after Obamacare gets passed and said, we want unlimited abortion and we want unlimited birth control, this is reprehensible. They do this after the law is passed, and this is a new right. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
A new right they pulled out of thin air, and it violates the religious freedom of millions and millions of Christians. And it's reprehensible. They think they'll live in utopia. It actually enslaves women, and millions of women don't consider this a human right.
Well, I guess where I have had problems with that is, you know, somehow to try to present this in such a way that women are being deprived of this contraceptive care, and that's what this was at the center of this Hobby Lobby case, was some and not all contraceptive care. You know, the fact that women are being deprived of this, well, it doesn't deprive anyone from it. What it says is that those with moral issues in regard to some of this shouldn't have to pay for it. So that somebody else who objects to it on a moral and religious ground shouldn't have to pay for your contraception. There's nothing preventing you from going to get it yourself. And this is, I mean, and this is one of the things I've been saying since this entire controversy first started. If you're just joining us this morning, we're talking about yesterday's Supreme Court decision in the Hobby Lobby case. With the Supreme Court siding with Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby had been fighting against a couple of provisions of Obamacare requiring that they provide. There's a contraception mandate in Obamacare that Hobby Lobby had taken issue with, saying that it was a violation of their religious expression. And so then the question arose, well, can a corporation, is a corporation entitled to a religious expression? And the court said, absolutely, yes. So do you agree with yesterday's Supreme Court ruling, 336-1320? Good morning, Josh. You're on Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Tell me your thoughts on what happened yesterday. How do you see this?
Well, I think we, any sane person would have to say Hobby Lobby should have been agreed with. Anybody with the understanding, like the last caller said, of who we are and what we are, what we really fought for, what our freedoms are for, you know, this is part of a society that is so demanding that his employer, here he is, giving them all this privilege, this health insurance, and yet, instead of being thankful, instead of appreciating what we're getting, they're demanding more. And that's just a culture. It's a culture of I need more. My needs are come first.
Yeah, it's a culture of entitlement, and I think you see it on display in this case primarily. You see a big sense of entitlement, people who think they're entitled to things, at the expense of others.
Yes, absolutely. And it's fed into by the political atmosphere of today. Of this whole Obamacare is fed on that principle, that you guys are, we're all entitled to this. We don't have to have responsibility for ourselves. We should be entitled to certain things from our government, and regardless of how it's taken care of. This is how they've been trained to think. So that's how they do it. That's their culture. That's their
motivation. Yeah, I agree with you. I do think over a period of years that we've gotten that ingrained in our heads, I think that we're entitled to certain things. And to me, I mean, that's really what's at the heart of this. People are feeling that they're entitled not just to health care, because, again, keep in mind, nobody's being deprived of anything with this Supreme Court ruling yesterday. All the Supreme Court said was that you can't force someone with, based on their religious beliefs, who doesn't want to pay, you can't force them to pay for it. There's nothing to stop women from going out and getting their own contraceptive care. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435, 727. Good morning, John. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. I think this is a great day. Yesterday was even a better day when they had that ruling come out. And I honestly don't think that employers should be mandated by the government to provide their workers with anything other than a safe working environment. And if you get benefits, that's what they are, is benefits. And if you don't like them, you move on to another employer that provides you with benefits that you like.
That's kind of what I thought, if it's that important to you.
Yeah, you know, when as far as the birth control thing, I guess if you can't afford birth control, we all know what prevents unborn or unwanted pregnancies. So maybe you need to adjust your lifestyle to accommodate.
Yeah, it was actually, and Hobby Lobby, to my understanding, wasn't even taking issue with that. It was some of the post-abortive contraception that they were concerned with.
Yeah, that stuff's terrible.
You know, some of the stuff after the fact, not prior. So it wasn't even all contraceptive care that Hobby Lobby had an issue with, John.
I understand, you know, and I agree 100% with the caller before me and with you. These kids nowadays think that they need more and more, and they don't understand that the employer's part that they pay of your health care and of the other benefits, that's part of your salary or your wages. You know, I know exactly what my health care costs me, and I know what it costs my employer, and I can sit down and tell you exactly what I make for our girls that I don't see because of what the employer has to pay and because of what the employer has to pay in taxes on my behalf.
Yeah, it was considered a benefit at one time, and we don't look at it that way anymore when it comes to employer-based health care. Thanks, John. 728, the Fox Business Report coming up. Good morning, Mark. You're on Kello.
Good morning. I guess I probably usually find myself on the other side of this argument, but I kind of disagree with the decision.
I think it could open kind of a hole. What happens when companies say, oh, against our religion to circumcise the baby, we're not going to pay for it, or it's against our religion to have a baby in the hospital. There's some religions that have babies at home. Won't pay for that. Or it's against our religion for people to be intoxicated, so we're not going to pay for pain medications because it intoxicates you. You're right, it is kind of an entitlement thing that people think, but I think it opens a door that's going to allow for a whole lot more gaps.
Yeah, isn't it terrible if people start making, exercising their own liberty? Because that's really what you're upset with, the fact that somebody might make decisions that you don't agree with.
Well, I kind of agree and I kind of don't agree. I mean, I don't think anybody should be forced to pay for anything. But yet,
you don't. How do you mean?
If you're paying for the insurance,
I got you.
It just confuses it. I'm a little on the line on it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, I understand where you're coming from. Keep in mind now, because I think you're going to hear some who are saying the sky is falling, Mark. Keep in mind that the Supreme Court decision yesterday was very, very narrow. What they ruled in favor of companies like Hobby Lobby that were family-owned and incorporated and still run by the family, so yesterday's ruling doesn't open the door for every big corporation that has, shareholders and is publicly owned. They cannot make those. They are forced to follow Obamacare. It's only these small, or I shouldn't say small, but it's only a very small number of corporations. These that are, controlled by family and were incorporated, and they have Hobby Lobby, there's no doubt, is one of those that has a foundation of religious beliefs. And the court said in cases like that, these corporations do have the right. But they did not open the door for every corporation to deny contraceptive care to their employees.
That's different. If it's small and they're self-insured, I didn't hear the full decision. I was just listening in. But
that's all right.
In that case, I would have to agree. They would have the right to make the decision.
Mark, I'm so glad you called. And don't apologize. That's the reason we're here is, to talk about these things and make sure, because I think based on the reaction from some, you're going to think the sky is falling. Wait until I play. I got a clip for you from Hillary Clinton and her response yesterday, which is over the top, unbelievable. We're getting your reaction this morning to yesterday's Supreme Court ruling in the Hobby Lobby case. Do you agree with the court's ruling yesterday? Why or why not? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Betty. You're on Kello.
Oh, good morning, Greg. I thought it's about time you got a lady's opinion.
I'm glad you called.
Praise God. They finally got it right.
The Supreme Court, you mean?
Yeah. and even then it took just a one-vote margin. What happened to the morals and the constitutionality of the other four? They voted their politics instead of what is right. Good grief. If you don't have this country was founded for independence, and it was not founded on forcing people to do things.
Yeah, and in particular, I mean, religious liberty was a big part of the founding of this country. The center of everything. Yeah.
It was. And now they're trying to throw God out with the bathwater. Or flush him down the toilet. I'm not sure which.
So as a woman, you don't feel, an affront by this Supreme Court ruling yesterday? Because we're hearing this is an assault on women, Betty.
Oh, absolutely not. I am so upset with some of these women that are wanting to, anything goes, And morality has gone down the toilet along with God. It's something I have a real problem with, and it's being promulgated on TV and everything else. Our media are responsible for some of these changes, if anything else.
There's a lot of things at work here. There's no question about that. I would agree. The popular culture and Absolutely. Betty, thanks for the call. 336-1320, 738. The Rush Limbaugh Morning Update coming up. Good morning, Don. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, pal.
You know, it's interesting. From everything I could find and read and hear, there were 20 drugs that were on the list that they wanted employers to pay for. And Hobby Lobby had issue with 4 of them.
Correct.
16 of the other drugs they'll pay for. Like you've been saying, it's the abortifacial ones, the one that stops.
Morning after pills and so on, abortive type drugs that they were concerned with, not what you would consider to be traditional birth control before the fact.
And here's the thing that gets me is if there's Democrats out there right now that have been listening to the media that has not told them the truth, and they find out the truth and they don't get frustrated about it, shame on them. Because their media is lying to them about the truth of this ruling. Telling them this is that Hobby Lobby will pay for no health care as far as pregnancy goes.
Now, I think Democrats are lying. I got a statement here from Rick Weiland, I'm going to play for you a comment from Hillary Clinton yesterday. I think that's going to shock you.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be surprised that the political people are lying. But when the citizenry hears the mainstream media blatantly lie to them, and then they hear the truth, they ought to get frustrated.
I agree.
And that's where I'm at on this whole thing. As far as the politics side of it, you know the left is going to spin this every which way they can to make it into a war on women and religious stuff, and big business is terrible. And see, the interesting part is I'm one of the businesses that falls under that. I'm a corporation.
Sure.
And so realistically, this was a great ruling because 90% of businesses in America fall somewhat under this ruling.
I thought it was a huge victory for religious freedom. Oh, yeah. And if we don't have religious freedom in this country, we don't have anything. And the idea that women are going to go without contraceptive care, like you said, this was 4 out of 20 different drugs that Hobby Lobby was questioning. And so the idea that women are going to be deprived of contraceptive care, I agree with you, is an outright falsehood. It's 20 minutes before 8. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. I am going to play that Hillary Clinton cut for you next because you've got to hear that. And Rick Weiland's out there also whipping this up, as I think a lot of Democrats are. They're going to try to use this as a fundraising tool. So I'll share his release yesterday coming up as well. 7:54, partly sunny in 64. This portion of the Greg Dulfrich Show brought to you by Washington Crossing. Enjoy the benefits of independent living without the maintenance worries. WashingtonCrossingRC.com. If you're just joining us this morning, we've been talking about the Hobby Lobby case and ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. 5-4 ruling in support of Hobby Lobby and other businesses who are opposed to certain medical coverage based on religious beliefs. Hillary Clinton was asked about this yesterday. She told a crowd in Aspen, Colorado, that the U.S. is taking cues from the wrong countries.
It is a disturbing trend that you see in a lot of societies that are very unstable, anti-democratic, and frankly, prone to extremism.
So she's comparing yesterday's ruling with the Middle East in particular and what we see going on with the radical Muslims. That's her comparison. That's the comparison Hillary Clinton's making in yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Is she in step with you? 336-1320 is our phone number. Let's get to back to your calls. Good morning, Phil. You're on Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Boy, I'm not even going to go down that Hillary road. Holy smokes. But you know what? A couple of comments. One, you had an earlier caller, that mentioned the fact that, so many of these decisions are 5-4 one vote decisions. And that's frightening, because they should be a lot clearer than that. But here's the deal, Greg. You like to eat at Valentino's, don't you?
Absolutely.
And so if I took you to lunch at Valentino's, you would really appreciate it.
But of course I would. Yeah, absolutely.
But then you get to the point where you can kind of expect that I would take you to lunch. And then you really get excited and you say, I should have to take you to lunch.
Right.
And what we have going on here, Greg, a benefit is a benefit, not a right.
Because that's the argument. These are rights that people are, and women in particular now in this case, are entitled to these things.
Yeah, but it's not just, you know, this happens to be about that. But in general, what we've got, we're taking things that are rights and privileges, I mean, that are benefits and privileges, and turning them into rights.
I totally agree with you.
And it's somebody else's money. So as long as it's somebody else's money, you know, well, I should certainly get some.
Well, this is what I've said all throughout this, Phil. How does this ruling, and I said this at the beginning with Hobby Lobby's decision, how does that prevent anyone from getting what they want? All this says is you can't force Hobby Lobby or other companies that have similar beliefs. You can't force them to pay for it.
Right. And you made a point earlier, you know what, or one of your callers, that if you're not happy with, you know, the salary and benefits you're getting from one company, I want to find another company. But the idea that you should be able to go someplace, and then when you're not happy, you should force that company to have to do it different just so that you're happy.
We do it on everything. We do it on smoking. Yeah. We do it on smoking bans. I mean, this is our attitude. Everybody has to bend over backward for me. It's all about me.
Yeah, you have to conform. You have to do.
Absolutely. You can't inconvenience me by expecting me to have to shop around for another job. You can't expect to inconvenience me to expect me to actually have to pay for my own contraceptive care. I mean, this is the attitude we have collectively as a country, and it's a destructive one.
Greg, I'm surprised that there hasn't been, litigation to force companies, prevent them from playing Christian music over their speakers, or not be able to sell certain materials because you're offended by it. Or, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I respect Hobby Lobby.
You can't sell certain materials over the air. You know, you can't sell cigarettes, for instance, over the air. I mean, we've been on that road for a long time.
No. But I mean, even you know, I think if you walk in Hobby Lobby, you'll hear Christian music on their overhead speakers. Or you can walk in there and you can buy articles that have religious significance, you know. And so
don't for a moment think that the assault on religion is over because of this U.S. Supreme Court decision yesterday. Absolutely not. And I think you're seeing, and we're going to continue, by the way, we're going to get to more of your calls. We're going to carry this over past 8 this morning, because so many of you have been trying to call, and I think because it's such an important issue. So we'll get to more of your calls ahead, but don't think the war on religion is over.